Saying the Mantra, Part 2. I want to stress for you the importance of continuing to say the mantra. Because when we start to meditate, we can often come quite quickly into realms of peacefulness and into a sense of pleasant well-being, even euphoria, when saying the mantra can be made to appear a distraction. We don't want to lose this pleasant plateau, and so we try to stay where we are, to strike camp, and make no further progress up the mountainside. We stop saying the mantra. And many people are led into long, unnecessarily long and uncreative periods when they make no progress for this very reason, that they barter the potential of an expanding consciousness and a deepening awareness of the spirit for a kind of floating piety, a kind of religious anesthesia. The great 4th century master of prayer, our master, John Cassian, had already noted this danger in alluding to what he called the Pax Perniciosa, the pernicious peace. His graphic phrase points out something that needs to be remembered if we ever think that we can just say, so far and no further, this will do. Perniciosa means what it says, destructive, fatal. And I am myself convinced that many people do not make the progress they should in prayer, do not become as free as they are called to be in prayer, simply because they opt for this destructive lethargy and give up too soon in their toilsome pilgrimage up the mountainside. The constant saying of the mantra. When we begin to meditate, we must say the mantra for the whole 20 or 30 minutes of our meditation. Whatever mood we are in, whatever reaction we seem to be having. As we progress in fidelity, in saying it, we must then sound it for the whole time of our meditation, whatever the distractions or feelings that may arise. And then, as the mantra becomes rooted in our heart, we must listen to it with our whole attention, without ceasing. I repeat this to impress upon you what is the essential and perhaps the only advice worth giving about meditation, which is simply this. I'll repeat it again. Say your mantra. This is not an easy doctrine to accept, nor is it easy to follow. We all hope, when we first begin to meditate, for some instant mystical experience. And we tend to overestimate the first unusual experiences that the process of meditation brings to us. But this is not important. The important thing is to persevere with the mantra, to stabilize ourselves by our discipline, which makes us ready for the higher slopes of the mountain. Don't be over-concerned with your motives, to begin with. It is not we, but the Lord, who takes the initiative. As John Cassian puts it, He himself has struck the small spark of goodwill out of the hard flints of our hearts. So now, begin your meditation in simplicity of heart and be faithful to your humble task of saying the mantra without ceasing.